A group of residents is trying to recall half of the Haynesboro Assembly, including the two newest members. Resident Don Turner Jr., along with 9 other people, signed 3 requests for recall petitions. They accuse Assembly members Tom Morfitt, Heather Lendy, and Tresham Gregg of misconduct in office. Turner publicly threatened a recall petition for Morfitt after the Assembly voted 4-2 to fire former manager Bill Seward in December.
I blame you, Tom, for that. You don't want to try. You're one way about stuff. I am tomorrow going to start to terminate your job. I'm going to get a recall petition out and see if I can't terminate your job, because I think that you are not doing the public a service.
The manager termination decision is not cited in the recall requests. Rather, Turner, who is the main sponsor on the applications, lists a few other incidents he says amount to misconduct in office. Turner points to an email from Police Chief Heath Scott that he says references Assembly members Lendy and Morfitt requesting the police department provide the blotter. Turner alleges that this is coercion of a subordinate and an attempt by Morfitt and Lendy to affect their personal or financial interests. Morfitt is the publisher of the Chilkat Valley News, and Lendy writes obituaries for the paper. Turner implies they stand to benefit from the publication of the blotter because of their affiliation with the paper and their own personal blogs. Turner goes on to say Morfitt and Lendy behaved improperly when they asked manager Seward to delay opening construction bids for the small boat harbor project. They were Assembly members elect at the time. Turner says Morfitt, Lendy, Gregg, and Assemblymember Ron Jackson communicated by email about a potential extension on the harbor project's breakwater. He says this is a violation of the Alaska Open Meetings Act. On the recall application for Gregg, Turner says the Assembly member misused his official position when he said at a December 2015 meeting that the Assembly can choose or not choose to follow a section of code. KHNS filed a public records request for the emails listed in the recall applications. Turner declined to comment for this story.
I think these are so far-fetched as to be laughable.
KHNS reached Morfitt shortly after he found out about the recall applications. He called out Turner and 2 of the other people who signed the requests.
I think if Don Turner and Terry Pardee and Ryan Cook would like to serve on the Assembly, they should run for a seat like anyone else. I would ask that the public stop wasting taxpayers' money bringing frivolous claims such as these.
Turner previously filed a complaint accusing Assembly members of violating resident Diana Lapham's constitutional rights when they denied her appointment to an advisory committee. Ultimately, nothing came of it. Morfitt said that complaint and these recall applications amount to, quote, an ongoing attempt to silence independent voices on the Assembly.
I think we all have much more important business to do than this little schoolyard game.
Morfitt and Lendy were elected to the Assembly about 6 months ago. They unseated incumbent Diana Lapham and overcame 3 other challengers. One of those unsuccessful candidates was Ryan Cook, who is the secondary sponsor on the recall petition applications. Gregg was elected to the Assembly in 2015, along with Margaret Friednauer. Friednauer, Jackson, and Mike Case are not targeted in the recall petition requests. The applications are just the first step in the recall process and do not automatically trigger a public vote. Borough Clerk Julie Causey, with help from the borough attorney, will determine whether the applications meet requirements outlined in Alaska statute. Causey says that will take up to 2 weeks. If the applications are deemed sufficient, Causey will draw up official recall petitions. The 10 original sponsors will have to gather 258 valid signatures on each petition. Then the recall question would go to a special election ballot. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.